Man asks a very simple question. As Moshe and Hashem continue to have their dialogue about being sent back to Mitzrayim, Moshe, after being told that the Jewish people will listen to him, responds, no, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to believe that I've actually been spoken to. So Hashem finally sends him three signs that he will take back with him to Mitzrayim that he'll use to prove that he has in fact been spoken to by Hashem. The first sign, in which Hashem asks him, what's that in your hands? He says, this is my staff. He throws it to the floor and the staff becomes a snake. When that happens, the Torah describes that Moshe becomes afraid of it. Vayonas Moshe mipanov, he becomes frightened and he flees from the snake. He has to grab it and it turns back into a staff, and that will be sign number one. Says Hashem, if that doesn't prove to the Jewish people that you are valid, then I want you to take your hand and you put it into your bosom, which Moshe does. He puts it in, he takes it back out, and it turns, he has tzaraas on his hand. That, Hashem says, that will be sign number two. That will for sure prove to the Jewish people that you are real. And if they don't believe that, then I have a third sign for you. Take some of the water from the Nile River, and you'll pour it down onto the floor, and that will turn to blood. And that will be the third and final sign that will for sure be proven that you are valid. Pres asks the Ramban a very simple question. The first two signs, Moshe actually does himself. He actually throws the staff down and it turns into a snake. And he actually puts his hands into his shirt and it takes it out and it turns into tzaraas. The third sign, he doesn't pour any water onto the ground to turn into blood. That, Hashem tells him, if you need it, you'll go to Mitzrayim and you'll do it there. Asks the Ramban, Moshe believes, he's a believer, he knows he's talking to God. Why does he have to actually perform the first two himself? Why aren't all three simply told to him, when you go there, this is what you'll do. You'll throw the staff down, it'll turn to a snake. You'll put your hand in, it'll turn into tzaraas, just like the third one is. What's the difference between the first two and the third, that he actually has to perform the first two himself, and the third one is just, if you need it, you'll use it, but he doesn't actually have to experience that himself. The Ramban answers with two fantastic ideas. The first explanation that he gives to this, says the Ramban, is that this is what forces Chazal into their explanation, which Rashi quotes, that the first two are actually punishments to Moshe. That the first one in which the staff turns into a snake is a remez, is a hint that's given to Moshe that you spoke Lashon Hara about my children, you said that the Jewish people aren't going to believe you after I already told you they will believe you, they will understand that you're the real deal, and Moshe still says, no, they're not going to believe me, they're not going to trust me. So he's shown the snake, the Nachash, as a demonstration of you spoke Lashon Hara, you were tough us the umnos, you grabbed onto the trade of the snake who spoke Lashon Hara in Gan Eden, and therefore Moshe was being punished. He needed to actually experience that, in that he was shown that he spoke Lashon Hara. And says the Ramban, that's why he gets tzaraas in the form of also a punishment of for having spoken Lashon Hara, and that's why he becomes frightened of the snake. He actually thought that the snake was going to harm him in some form of punishment. Asks the Ramban, but if you say that the snake was a form of punishment, and the tzaraas was a form of punishment, then he was afraid of the snake because he was afraid it was somehow going to harm him. So did he not realize that you can't run from a punishment from Hashem? Why is he running? If he's going to be punished, the snake's going to get him. There's no way that a magically created snake, which was sent to punish him, he was going to be able to run away from. If it was going to get him, it was going to get him. And if it wasn't supposed to harm him, it wasn't supposed to harm him. Why does he flee in fright from such a snake? Says the Ramban, an amazing idea, the kol adam misrachek min hamaziklo. Every person naturally flees from that which will harm him. Afal pishi yada, even though he knows, shim yihiya kein b'chefetz Hashem, that if this is what Hashem wants, a matzil miyado. There's no escaping it. But the natural inclination of a human being is when you see something in front of you, which frightens you, which will harm you, you're going to run, and that's a normal, natural instinct, even though you know there's nothing you can do about it. Hashem has a plan, it's going to get you, but you run anyway. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who understood well that's what's going to happen to him, but that's your natural instinct. So that a person needs to know this, says the Ramban, a person's in a frightful situation, it's not a contradiction to say, I am afraid, but I am a maimon. I still believe that which is going to happen to me is because Hashem wants it to happen to me, and I'm still afraid of getting hurt. That's not in any way a contradiction. A natural response of the human being is to be afraid and to flee from that which is going to harm him. And it doesn't mean that I don't believe in Hashem, and it doesn't mean that I don't have a moon, and it doesn't mean that what's going to happen to me isn't supposed to happen to me. It is. And you still can be afraid, and you still can try to run and protect yourself, even though you know there's nothing that you can do about it. That's the instinct of a human being. It's Moshe's response, even when he knew that it was all from Hashem. Fascinating insight, says the Rabbanan, why Moshe runs from the snake, even though he knew there was nothing that he can do about it. The Rabbanan has a second idea, that the idea of why he had to experience the first two signs and he didn't experience the third sign, v'ulai, says the Ramban, is that this idea that he was being shown and sent back to Mitzrayim is that this is, he's representing Hashem. And it's the new level of representation of Hashem. Not the name of Shakai, but the name of the Aleph Dalet, the Aleph Yod and then the Hey, and the Yod and the Hey and then the Vav and the Hey, the name of Hashem which controls the world and controls everything which goes on. He was going to display that, and that Hashem is going to change nature. He's going to do things that he's never done before. The world and the Jewish people and the Mitzvah are going to experience him in a new way. Says the Ramban, and he needed to be shown before he went that kind of experience. He needed to see that, where he was going to drop a staff and it was going to become a snake. He was going to put his hand and take it out, he was going to have tzaras. Says the Ramban, Rotzeh laharoso, ki boyasu oso sumoftim b'shinui hatoldos. Hashem needed to show Moshe that he was going to change nature. The Ramban says, Leman yischazek ha'inyan b'libo shel Moshe. Moshe believed in Hashem. He is speaking to him. He knew that Hashem could do whatever he wants. But in order for Moshe to go and convince the Jewish people this is what's going to happen, it needed to have a chizik in his own heart. He needed to be strengthened. V'yodo be'emes, ki al yodo ya'asu ba'olam dvarim uchudashim. That he should know, he's through him, Hashem is going to do things that had never been done before. Says the Ramban, even Moshe Rabbeinu, who is speaking with the Ribono Shel Olam, needed to experience that himself first, to be able to take that down to Mitzrayim and then take that to the Jewish people and convince them you're going to see things you've never seen before. And it wasn't enough that Moshe could believe it. He needed to experience it. Says the Ramban, therefore the first two signs he actually experiences. He experiences the Nachash and he experiences the Tzaras, that it should be a chizik in his own heart that new things are going to happen and he experienced it. The Zayla Moshe B'Shnei Osis. The first two were sufficient. He didn't have to deal with the third one with the water. If he needed it, he would use it. But he had to actually experience, says the Ramban, the idea, the experience, the nisa v'neflaos, that it should be a chizik in his own heart, that it should take it to the Jewish people. And we as a people are always living after the experience of Mitzrayim, where we experience it, so we live it every year, that it's not just my knowledge, but it's things that we've experienced through our own lives and through the lives of the Jewish people historically, that emuna through experience is very different than emuna of just that it can happen, but he actually experienced it himself, a chizik believable to take it to the Jewish people. That's around two approaches, why Moshe had to experience himself the first two signs, and the third sign he didn't have to actually go through.